No, puoi dare un danno, non lo so. No, puoi dare un danno, all beings be happy and find true liberation. Practice has started a while ago with the first conscious thought when we woke up. So now we just continue. What we call practice is a less distracted awareness, more present, feeling, hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling. Aware of all this magic movement, space, and all of that with a soft touch, gentle, not judging, welcome. One of our first thoughts is that so many people are being killed all over the world in so many war zones. We're talking about 70 war zones on this planet. And it's good to reflect on the meaning of life. What makes me continue? What do I want to live for? The Buddhist tradition starts very often the day with these four contemplations which turn the mind to the Dhamma, to that which is meaningful, to the path of liberation. You know them, and they just bring them back to our consciousness. Generosity, this gratitude, sorry, gratitude, this thankfulness to be alive, to be breathing. And to be in touch with the very meaningful path of opening the heart mind. And to have some time in order to practice. However, the time is short. You don't know how long you live. What makes sense in this rather short life is definitely to act in such a way that suffering is being reduced, and that open space of your heart mind are encouraged. And among all the many possibilities to act, to think, to speak, which are the ones that make most sense? That leads to the next contemplation, the shortcomings of samsara, actually the shortcomings of looking for happiness in the wrong place. What's the right place to search for happiness? Where do we find it? Where do we find that freedom that we are longing for, that peace? All these great awakened beings that tell us you find it right here. How can they say that in the middle of such suffering? How is that possible? Do you know the answer, the intellectual answer? The moment we relax, the moment we forget ourselves, the moment the heart, mind truly opens, it's right there. This is what we owe to all future generations and to those who are losing their lives now, who are endangered, who are hungry and thirsty. We owe them that at least those who are faring quite well, that we practice this daily touchdown, daily tapping into the source of happiness. Drinking from the source. Opening up to the nature of just being in all that simplicity.